Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.
Now, where you are at the moment is what we're looking for in the answer, but where you will be this weekend, well, it potentially could and perhaps even indeed should be Doolin, where the 5th Annual Folk Festival gets underway tomorrow. Having established itself as a firm favourite of the summer festival calendar, Doolin is acclaimed for the diversity of its music programme, and this year sees some fantastic acts including Sharon Shannon, Alton, Bioga, Duke Special, Monday and plenty more taking to the stage over the weekend. A number of guests join me in studio, including, first of all, the General Manager of Hotel Doolin, Donald Minahan. Good morning. Good morning to you, Donal.
Good morning.
All set?
All set. Thanks for having us on this morning.
You're more than welcome, and thanks very much for coming in to us. Talk to me a little bit about how much prep goes into this weekend.
Yeah, but there's a lot of commitment from everybody involved, and I want to say a really big thanks to everybody who's helped us so far in the 5 years, from Connor Byrne here beside me, who's put together a fantastic programme year on year, and Dave Hope and Ken Kenny from the White Hart Sessions, the production team, our sponsors, Smittix Pale Ale, Fáilte Ireland, and of course all the staff at Hotel Doolin, who've been pulling out the bag every year.
It's a special weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. And a favourite weekend of ours as well. Everyone in Doolin and everyone in Hotel Doolin is a big music fan, so it's a really unique weekend, and we look forward to hosting it every year.
Okay, Conor Byrne, that you mentioned, is the festival programmer. We'll get to him in a second, but I said as well, we'd say good morning to David Hope from Shannon as well, of course. Good morning to you, David.
How are you getting on?
Good on yourself.
Sure, I've been better, I've been worse, but I'm here, and I got a bit blown away out in the Hinge there with the weather coming in. So, windswept and interesting now.
Well, hopefully it'll have calmed down with the time you take to the stage this weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it now, yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about it a little bit more, I promise everybody, but you've got a guitar in your hand, so you're going to play a little bit for us now. What are we about to hear?
This is a song called Tough Love, which is the title track of my new album now, and it's a little bit Tom Waits this morning. You can hear, but I was in a tent out the Aina Road, and I woke up to lashing rain this morning, so you'll forgive me if I'm a little bit, you know. Yeah, and I was saying Connor didn't bring the flute now, and I'd asked him specifically now for the flute solo in the middle. I was going to go Jethro Tull on this, but he's abandoned me on that. So. Tough love, she's sweet and pretty, is so good to me. Kicks my ass when it needs kick, could chop me down like a tree. But she is all I'm needing, the one that makes me believe in me. She believes in me. There's no way I'm gonna let her go, the way I'm gonna let her forget it, just how much that I love her. Tough love, she got saintly virtues, and I can't fill her shoes. She gets mad as hell, cause I'm the devil in the detail, and we both be singing the blues. But she is my sweet baby, oh, the one that's gonna save me, oh. She don't kill me first. There's no way I'm gonna let her go, the way I'm gonna let her forget it, just how much that I love her. Now you're gonna have to imagine the flute solo coming in there, you know. So I have to skip past that part, but sure, look, we'll, imagination is the key to radio, you know. Tough love, I don't want to sound cheesy, but it don't come easy, no. But good things come to those with arms open and hearts that always know. She is all I'm needing, the sweetest thing, and I'm the king of Sweden, no. All the sweetest thing. Oh, there's no way I'm gonna let her go, we won't let her forget it, just how much that I love her. Tough love, tough love, tough love.
I have a flute inside. David Hope, come on there. Thanks for joining us. David is part of the lineup this weekend for the Doolin Folk Festival. We'll talk to him a little bit more. The man who was supposed to bring in the flute, you're getting awful blame here, Conor Byrne. Good morning to you.
I'm feeling fierce guilty.
It sounded great anyway.
It is.
We'll talk about the lineup. You're part of the, you're the programme manager for the festival this weekend. We'll talk about the lineup in a second, but for people who haven't been there before, talk to me about the setup. Just literally what's there for people to enjoy, to sample. You got two stages.
Two stages. Like the thing that Donal and I and David are told every year when people leave the festival, they're always saying, listen, that was a fantastic weekend, but please don't make it any bigger.
Okay.
You know, the thing is, it's the intimacy between the audience and the performer, it's so tight. And I think that's the beauty of the weekend, you know, and it's great credit to our production team who did a great sound, and obviously, like, you know, the security are just so friendly. The friendliest security people I've ever met in my life, as well as the hotel staff. So the general vibe is just right, you know, and that's why people come back every year.
Is that because it's folk music and it's a little bit more, probably more acoustic than
yeah,
magic?
Well, the vibe I always get from people is that they're looking forward to hearing particular musicians, but they're always open-minded about hearing new music as well, you know, and that's only a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of firm favourites there as well this weekend.
There are. Well, like, you know, the headliners this year, like, I'm really pleased. Now we have Lisa Hannigan, who's been making great waves with her new album. And we've also got the Ennis Diamond Boys, The Stunning, playing at the Doolin Folk Festival for the first time.
I saw Steve saying it was the first ever gig in Doolin.
Apparently,
that's
yeah,
he said it, so it must be correct.
So, like, you know, that the Stunning are playing on Friday night along with Sharon Shannon, Heathers, Liz and Yvonne Kane, and I think Rona Gallagher's doing playing at the White Horse session. There'll be a lot of local interest, I would imagine, on Friday night. It's going to be a really special occasion. And then on the Saturday, the headliners, we have an amazing guitarist, singer from Mali by the name of Youfar Couture, who's the son of the late Ali Farr Couture. Some of your listeners may have heard of him. Really excited about that. Mali Blues coming to Northwest Clare, so happy days. And and we have a lot of local talent as well, like including Dove Lynn, Adele Vaughan, the singer who a lot of your listeners may know from the Kilfenora Cayley Band, Sheila Gary and Elaine Hogan, a fine fiddle and harp duo. I think over the 3 days, we've close to 50 acts performing, so all the details are on the website, doolinfestivals.ie.
Absolutely. And then you're over the White Horse?
The White Horse stage, yeah. Yeah, so this is our third year now this year. Kenny's and Lynch, we've been running the White Horse sessions as a kind of an original music session for the last 10 years. And I suppose the large bulk of our acts would be made up of people who've come from that, they've played at the White Horse sessions. You know, people starting out who haven't, you know, maybe done their first gig before have come and played with us. And it's great to have a platform like the Doolin Folk Festival, you know, to bring some new talent as well as having some great headline acts, you know, like Rona Gallagher was mentioned there, Wallace Bird is going to be on the stage as well. The four of us, you know, and then you've got people like Shiva Brock, who's going to be on the stage, local girl there. And, you know, so that mixed in with the closeness, as Connor said, it's all a very self-contained area. Mm. We're only, 2 minutes from stage to stage less, you know, at a jilt like that, you know, you get there. And that kind of closeness for everybody to be able to get around, as well as the intimacy of seeing people perform like that, and the mix of kind of world-renowned to unknown, and everybody gives everybody a chance, which is lovely, you know what I mean?
So both yourself and Connor talking about local acts as well, which is going to be, you know, to the audience you're talking to this morning is a great attraction as well, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cream of Clare Music is on the stage in Doolin this weekend.
Yeah, it's great, you know what I mean? Like Clare, you can't throw a stone without hitting a musician somewhere, so it's, you know, it's well noted, and everywhere you go around the world, people always know Clare for its music, and, you know, it would be remiss to have, you know, nobody there, but it would be impossible also, you know what I mean? Because you wouldn't be late, but it's great. It's great to have a mix, you know, from Mallee to Milton Melby. You can't go too far along, like, you know.
For next year. Plenty in between as well. Donal, are there easier... I know that you're obviously the general manager of Hotel Doolin. Are there easier places in the world to put on a festival than Doolin? Or is the fact that it's a weekend away from many people a good attraction to them as well?
Well, what a lot of people say when they find out the festival's only been going on for 5 years is that they can't believe there wasn't a festival there beforehand.
Okay.
You know, that they think this has been going on forever. And I suppose you had the old festival, the Listinvarna Folk Festival back in the day, you know, and this, I suppose, is a smaller version of that. We'd like to continue the ethos of that festival, continue that on. So And people associate Doolin with music, they always have, and hopefully they always will, you know. So it's a real natural fit for us to have a Doolin Folk Festival to kind of celebrate all that's good about Doolin and music. And
the fact that you're in your fifth year is a good sign, obviously, in terms of its support and how it's going. And
absolutely. It's very well supported locally, so everyone gets on board behind us, which is great. And it's one of three festivals we do annually. We do the Doolin Craft Beer and Roots Festival and the Doolin Writers Festival, so... over the last 5 years, we've welcomed over 20,000 festival goers to Doolin, and over, I think, over 300 acts. So, I mean, when you add it all together, it's quite a feat, you know.
And how many will be there this weekend?
I think over 50 acts, and we have about 800 people a day is our cap. So I would advise people, there's very few tickets left, so I would advise people to book in advance, not to be disappointed at the door. I had a call very early this morning from Leo Varadkar, and he was looking to bring down his cabinet for the weekend, but I had to say we hadn't any room, so yeah, just to book in advance.
Fair enough. And how can people do that, as you mentioned it?
And tickets.ie, so www.tickets.ie.
Okay.
On tickets on there.
And as you mentioned as well, Conor, as well, DoolinFestivals.ie has got the lineup, the times that people are on stage as well, so you can plan your evening if you want to go to one stage for Act A and another stage for Act B. It's all there as well.
Yeah, and the links to buy the tickets are there also. I think, can you ring the hotel as well?
There's some tickets available on the hotel front desk as well, yeah.
At the okay, moment, yeah. That's in Hotel Doolin, yeah. There as well. And this will continue, I hope. I mean, this is an annual fixture that will go forward, obviously.
I certainly hope so. I love it. You know, I love doing it, and I love the vibe. You know, everything is right about it for me. So much so, I actually moved down to Clare myself from Dublin. So, you know, I hope this goes on forever, with or without me, you know.
And the artists that you got, I mean, you've mentioned them already, there's some very good and some very big names, and very notable names that could sell out very big arenas themselves, or maybe not arenas, but certainly very big theatres and stuff themselves, and to get them all in one place, there's a lot going on, obviously.
Well, like when Donal approached me about setting up this festival, like one of the things we decided on was we want artists ringing us, asking us to do the festival. And I'm not saying that people do ring us up, but it makes it easier for me when I ring up, listen, would you be interested in doing the festival? And they say yes right away, because the reputation of the festival is really positive. And, you know, I think that's only a good thing for the future, you know.
Okay. And you're obviously very happy to get involved, David. Did you get the same response from the artists you were looking after?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, as I said, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier on. Everybody has a respect for Clare with the music, you know. So, and, you know, going back to the thing that you asked earlier on about, you know, is it difficult to put on a festival or easy? You know, when everybody comes down to Doolin, it's like it's a little kind of, it's like going into Middle Earth, you know what I mean, to the Hobbit land. It's kind of down there, it's out of the way, and people, like, you know, have great fun and great memories, you know, and they keep coming back. Both punters and musicians wanting to play, you know, people who've played the festival last year ringing me up again going, can we come back, you know, and that's what you want, you know.
Okay, absolutely. Will you play again now?
I'll try again, yeah. There's no flute now on this one, but accordion if you have it.
Same old faces, same old places in this town. It's a merry the lost and found and the broken down. I got a wolf at my door and he's threatening my existence, and I'm doing what I can, he's mocking my resistance, and I'm scared, stiff and tired, admire his persistence. And I know if I don't go get out of this place, I'll be sucked down in a hole, gone without a trace. This is the best thing that I can do. I'm sick and tired of the excuses I have to keep making up for you. This is the best thing that I can do. And I can try and hold on, or I can go and get gone. This is the best thing that I can do. Whoa, 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 whoa. Unwanted visions, poor decisions that could cost you dear. What for, a daydreamer or a nighttime schemer? Where do I go from here? And he stares into my eyes, this beast that's unrelenting. And I don't believe in God, but I'm on my knees repenting, feeling sorry for myself, but it's me that I'm resenting. And I know if I don't run, get out of this place, I'll be a name on a page, Some words without a face, this is the best thing that I can do. I'm sick and tired of the excuses I have to keep making up for you. This is the best thing that I can do. And I can try and hold on, or I can go and get gone. This is the best thing that I can do.
Stuff there. That's David Hope. He will be on stage in Doolin tomorrow night, one of the 50 or so acts taking part in this weekend's Doolin Folk Festival. Tickets available from tickets.ie and full details on the lineup and when everybody's on stage on doolinfestivals.ie. Hope it's a rip-roaring success, guys. Hope we get the weather as well.
Yeah. Just mention as well that our nominated charity for the weekend, which is Elevate, which is a charity of one of our directors, John Burke, who successfully climbed Everest there recently. So that's our nominated charity for the weekend, and we'll be collecting money for Elevate all over the weekend. So if you see a bucket around, or your support. Thanks.
A charity that aims to do an awful lot in this county,
absolutely.
I know. So it's a very worthy cause indeed. Hope it's a fantastic success for you all, guys. Thanks for coming to us this morning. That's Donal Minahan, Conor Byrne, and Dave Hope.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.